Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, hello, everybody. This is the Movie Trivia Schmodown, and look at this. It's me, Kednapsuck, a.k.a. Mark Ellis's non-union contract negotiation pinch hitter. I'm the Manny Mota, Lenny Harrison, Greg Gross of this broadcast today. That is a deep cut pinch hit reference. With me today is the very wonderful, beloved, never questioned question writer, PJ Campbell. PJ, what a thrill to work with you today.
Look, I don't think that you and I ever thought, when you didn't want to talk to me in the studio when you first met me, you thought I was just a bum who came off the street, that we'd be doing this together. But here we are. I'm very excited to be sitting and calling a match with you, my friend.
This is great. This is great. Going to be a lot of fun. I really I feel for you sometimes. So the competitors, when you're in front of them, that's the question I have for these matches is, do they yell at you directly or not? We'll find out. PJ, we got a big matchup today. We're going to get to that in a second. We're so happy to have all of you here. We hope you support us at patreon.com/schmodown. Go head over there, see if there's a support tier you like. But if you're just swinging in and watching the contest, this is Movie Trivia at its best. And we're gearing up towards a big live event, the end of the season, end of the year, blowout extravaganza, the Schmodown Spectacular, December 4th in Los Angeles. PJ, have you secured your tickets? Did they let you in the building?
I believe that there is still some level of me having to be there, is what they tell me. I think I have to be. We'll find out, though. I'm excited, Ken. The Spectacular is always a great time. This is going to be a big event coming off of what a crazy couple of years it's been with everything going on, and now we're going to be able to celebrate with you, the fans, live in Los Angeles.
Going to be a lot of fun. Head to the website to check out more. PJ, let's get to this big match today. We got two very, very skilled, very experienced competitors who are looking for big wins today. On one side, we got David Del Rio, Diamond David Del Rio. I love that. I love Diamond Dave. I feel like Mark Ellis is here in spirit. He's 29th ranked competitor, right? 2-3, but the win losses, that's yesterday. We're here today. Talk about David Del Rio and his path here, PJ.
Well, look, I mean, he had a great match last year against Liz Shannon Miller. They met last year and Liz came out with the win, but Del Rio kind of disappeared and then he came back. He beat Frank Moran earlier this season and, you know, it was just a really fun match to watch. And David showed once again, he is not to be messed with. He's played Chance Ellison. Every time he's walked away with a loss, it's been a loss that you watched him play so well. You know he knows what he's doing. So to see these two kind of meeting up again in the ring, David has something to prove. And when you see what Liz Shannon Miller, who is coming into this today as well, she buzzed through last year's singles tournament until she met Adam Collins. Since that match with Adam Collins, she's lost to Riley, she's lost to Rokas. She's coming in here with something to prove today. And to see these two kind of meeting up again in the ring and this being the spot for both of them to prove their merit in the game is really exciting.
Yeah, and prove what they probably know about themselves and what their managers and what their squad mates or stable mates know. Yeah, Liz, what a great run in the tournament. If you're going to lose to the winner, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to lose to the Super Bowl champ eventually, if you're going to go out in the wild card game, as I say, but she didn't go out in the wild card game. She went deep into the tournament. She also has some big team wins in her rearview mirror as well. Like you said, looking to maybe get positioned to move higher. She's number 9. That's a high ranking. She's 6-5 overall, PJ. So like you said, it's proving what she probably already knows about herself, proving it to the rest of the league here today.
It absolutely is. And, you know, for both these teams too, look, the Dungeon's been kind of on a streak lately, on the wrong side of that type of streak. They're struggling, man. We saw Danger Zone take a hit, and that was actually against Lightning Time. Liz Shannon Miller coming out hot in that. So there's a little bit of a revenge aspect for the dungeon going against Sam Levine and the Usual Suspects today.
Yeah, we're going to get to the promos here in a second. Adam Witt subbing in for John Kaiser. Thank God. I'm so glad I don't have to share the air with John Kaiser today. He's probably in some prison on an island somewhere right now. Sam, Adam, two veterans of the Schmodown. Sam, you know, he's going to keep us on our toes. So, PJ, if you're ready, let's hear from the competitors themselves about what they have to say of today's match. Let's go.
Thank you for joining us here for this incredible matchup of two impressive rookies. Today, it's about the winner, Lightning Liz, getting to 2-0, Rock.
I'm beating myself up for the ones I got wrong, of course, but I feel good about the ones I got right, and I feel like I had a great competitor.
You look at Dave Del Rio at 1-3. That's not indicative of what he can do as a player. You look at what he has done.
Who are those three losses to? Oh, it's Chance Ellison and Sudden Death? Maybe this guy's onto something. Maybe he's got some credibility and ability.
Really? Me? Against Chance Ellison? That's what you're going to throw me in?
It's tournament time. 32 player singles tournament? And who do we got repping the suspects? That's right. Lightning. Liz Shannon Miller herself.
It's Liz Shannon Miller, and I guess it's time for a singles tournament, huh? That'd be fun, right, Tank Girl? She's unimpressed.
You and Liz played this match. It's a rematch, and she had a really good tournament last year. If I recall correctly, mm-hmm. I think she beat Chance Ellison, she beat William Bibbiani, and they just beat us. She's really having a good year.
Liz has been playing like an absolute master in teams, but has had undeniably bad luck in singles.
Tough break for Liz Shannon Miller, but what an incredible match.
Let's be clear, Liz, you played a hell of a match, too.
Meanwhile, I'm just excited to be playing David Del Rio. I played him once in my second ever Showdown match, and excited to see how this one goes, because that first time I won, which was neat.
We like to do things big. Big wins. Big nights out on a town. And big-time talent. That's David Del Rio.
This guy I knew was a baller. I mean, this guy loves the game, he loves to compete, and I couldn't be happier to have him in the dungeon.
What matters to me is I give the people what they want, which is a show, because I was a fan first, right? I would skip the movie news just to try to see if there was any new, you know, matches on. Like, this is the sport I've always wanted to play, and I really mean it every time when someone says, you know, David, are you ready? I say I'm looking forward to it, because I really am.
Diamonds are forever. You better believe that, baby. And remember this, Liz. Revenge is a dish served best cold.
And at the very least, I got Tank Girl my side, right? Right, Tank Girl? You're there for me? See? There you go. So I'm all set.
All right, there you heard it, PJ, kind of echoing some of the stuff you were talking about. Here to prove themselves, here to prove what they know, here to move up in the ranks. It's pretty simple. It's competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, you don't want to win. If you take a loss, you want to learn from it. That's the best. All right, PJ, I think people are done with us blabbing. I think it's time to kind of get into the match, yeah?
I think that is absolutely accurate. We've done enough talking. Let's hear from the competitors.
Would you say it's time for something?
I believe it would be time for the movie trivia Schmodown.
That is right. Introducing first. Representing the dungeon with his manager, Adam Witt, with a record of 2 wins, 3 defeats, and 1 KO. He is the 29th ranked competitor. This is Diamond David Del Rio.
What is going on, guys? Thank you so much for having me.
David, it's a thrill to have you here. You're ready. You got some great art behind you. How you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic. Liz Shannon Miller is an excellent player. I played her a couple years back, and I'm glad to be revisiting the ring with her today.
Well, let's get that going. And introducing his opponent, she is representing her faction, the Usual Suspects, and their manager, Sam Levine. She has a record of 6 wins, 5 defeats, 2 KOs. The number nine ranked competitor in the Schmodown. This is Lightning Liz Shannon Miller. Look at all. We've got a kitty cat, a ticky tack. Oh my gosh. Stop the match. Yes, this sorry. Is it. The rest of the broadcast.
Sorry. This had to happen. Sorry, but anyway, do you want to get up? Do you want to play some movie trivia, or do you want to let me play some movie trivia?
The cat should just hang out and play movie trivia this entire time.
Well, we'll move her here. At least this way I can like hold the whiteboard. Okay. Hello,
Liz. How are you feeling? How are you feeling as a cat owner and a competitor today in the Schmodown?
I'm feeling relatively chill. We're just gonna answer some movie trivia questions, and apparently I have things to prove. Which is, I guess, do I know the answer to movie trivia questions?
Yeah, well, let me ask you about that. You know what you're capable of, and you've done wonderful things, especially last year. That's why I always try to phrase it as you just kind of prove to us what you already know, right? You're just here to kind of do your thing, as they would say.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been the way to play. And, you know, I think I say this a lot, but it's you know, as important as a competitor is to this game, the real... My real competitor is the question, and will I know it? Will I not?
And PJ, that's where I slip it over to you as the question writer. How does it feel to be the enemy here today?
Terrifying, Ken. I can't wait to see how this goes. I'm glad that Liz is here, though. And you know, Liz, you come off a couple of really kind of tough losses, but you played so well. So with that in mind, is that weighing on you today, or are you just ready to get into this and fight?
Ready to get it. I mean, it's I get into this. Like, if I pay too much attention to the numbers, I'm gonna get in my head about it. And what matters is, you know, just playing the best I can, and you know, hoping that the questions are properly categorized.
Ah, that sounds like a dig. This one is gonna be fun. All right, here are the rules for round one. Each competitor will get 8 questions from 8 different corners of the Schmodown universe. There is no penalty for missing a question in round one, and there is no stealing in round one. Questions are worth a point. PJ and I will be asking the questions in an alternative fashion. That's not a word, but we'll go. The competitors have 15 seconds to write down their best attempt at an answer on the whiteboards. Once we ask you by name or nickname, please show you what you wrote to the camera while verbalizing the answer into the microphone. Each competitor has 3 uses of the JTE rule throughout the duration of the match. This is, of course, if you have not heard a question right or want to buy yourself another 15 seconds, a little strategy, use a JTE rule. Each competitor also has 1 challenge available to them that can be utilized at any point during the match. Competitors may initiate the challenge. We'll bring in your manager, and it will be up to the manager, the Earl Weavers of this contest, to confirm and ratify the challenge so it takes place. We also ask competitors to keep their hands up where we can see them for the entire duration of the match. Them's the rules. Liz, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Diamond Dave, are you ready?
Looking forward to it.
Then, let's get ready to Schmodown.
All right, and category number one and question number one comes in the realm of horror/thriller. Haunted Halloween is the subtitle of the sequel to what horror family film that was based on a book series?
PJ, how many books do you read these days?
Pretty much just things that are called Star Wars, Ken.
Oh, that's a good... That's what I do, too. Other than that, I don't read my 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, pens down. We have hands up. We're looking for an answer first. We'll begin with David.
Is it Goosebumps?
It is, in fact, Goosebumps. Liz, did you have it?
I did, in fact, have it.
All right.
Perfect. 1-1.
Tied up at 1. Question number 2 comes in the category of mystery. Mystery. Which actor stars as a father whose 16-year-old daughter has gone missing in the 2018 film Searching? BJ, I don't know. Yeah, I know you're getting older, but you're still young. Do you just walk into a room and don't know why you're there yet?
Literally happened to me this morning, Ken.
Oh, you're getting there. All right. 5, 4.
Read the question, please.
All right. First JT coming in here. Category mystery, which actor stars as a father whose 16-year-old daughter has gone missing in the 2018 film Searching?
Isn't it just the worst when you are like searching for your car keys more than anything? You just have somewhere to go.
And that's why I just walk everywhere, PJ.
Oh, perfect.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, hands are up. We're looking for an answer, starting with Liz.
That would be John Cho.
And that would be correct.
Correct. David.
I misspelled it. I said John Cho.
All right. We are, PJ, confirm with me on that. That's not a correct answer for us.
No. Yeah, oh. Chu would be a different name.
Yes, just making sure. It's been a while since
I... It's been a while. Sorry, Dave. It's all right.
Back in my day, we just threw stones at the camera.
That's all right, true. Question three. In the realm of famous actors and actresses, which actor appeared in the films Babel, The Tree of Life, and The Counselor?
All right. Right. PJ, we're doing good. I felt a little nervous. I've been out of the game.
You're doing it like a pro. Right, man. I'm so proud of you right now.
Hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Answers are in. Hands are up. We're looking for answers starting with David.
It's Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is correct. Tied up at 2. Liz.
I'll be Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Liz has a 3-2 lead there. All right, fourth question in round one. Coming on in here. Competitors, we're going to the category of Oscars. Oscars. Mark Ruffalo and Rachel McAdams both received Oscar nominations for what 2015 drama?
Now, Ken, if you could be nominated for any Oscar, what would you like to be nominated for?
I would like to be nominated for finding the farthest, far-reaching seat in the movie theater. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, answers are in, pens are down. We are looking for an answer, starting with Liz.
Spotlight.
That is correct. 4-2 lead. David.
Spotlight.
Spotlight as well. All right. We've got a close contest. 4-3 going to question number 5 in round number 1. PJ, what do we have?
We are in the category of war films. The films We Were Soldiers, Rescue Dawn, and Defy Bloods depict which war?
All right. PJ, Star Wars. You count that as a war film?
I mean, it's space battles, right?
That's what I've been telling everyone at bars. Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Pens are down. Hands are up. We're looking for an answer starting with David.
The Vietnam War.
That is correct. To tie it up at 4. Liz Shannon Miller.
The Vietnam War.
The Vietnam
War. All right. With the there.
I'm being an asshole.
That's wonderful. No. All right. That is spectacular. We're good. Beatles or the Beatles? You tell me. What does your CD rack say? All right. Question 6 comes in the category of comedies.
Ha ha.
Hoo ha.
Mark Ellis woke up in a cold sweat somewhere.
Mark Ellis is laughing from a ferry outside Seattle, Washington. All right. Question coming in here. In what 2000s comedy does Will Ferrell say, "Well, let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken." Hey, PJ, I've been drunk, but I always taste the chicken.
I mean, chicken is one of the greatest things on earth, Ken.
It is. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Answer in. Pens are up. Answers are in. Dogs are barking. We're looking for an answer beginning with Liz.
All right. Daddy's Home?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. Perfect round goes for Liz. David, what do you have?
Would it be Anchorman?
That is incorrect. Oof. We were looking for PJ. What are we looking for?
We were looking for Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I am totally okay with getting that wrong.
Liz is okay with that loss in that round there. All right. It is a 5-4 game still. We're going to question number 7, round number 1. PJ, what do we have?
We are going to be in the realm of black cinema. Who stars as trumpet player Bleak Gilman in the 1990s Spike Lee film Mo Better Blues?
All right. PJ, trumpet or recorder or saxophone? What'd you play in your high school marching jazz band?
Clapped my hands, Ken, because that's about as talented as I can get when it comes to music.
Hey, I can't even do a tambourine. Five, yeah, four, three, two, and one. Answers are in. Pens are down. We're looking for an answer starting with David.
Denzel Washington.
That is correct. Tied up at five. Liz.
Daddy Denzel Washington.
All right. Liz takes a lead. 6-5, 6-5. We are here. No perfect rounds. No perfect rounds, but a great round for both competitors. Final question coming in is in the category of directors. Directors. Who directed the movies The Hunger, 1996 The Fan, and 1990s Revenge? All right. PJ, how well do you remember the 90s?
I was old enough to remember the back half really well, but young enough to not remember 1990s.
Repeat, a JTE rule coming in for Liz there. Category directors. Who directed the movies The Hunger, 1996 The Fan, and 1990s Revenge? PJ, could be a key use of a JTE rule. You always got to be smart when you play them. I trust these competitors are prepared for that, but it's always a risk, yeah?
I mean, they've been around the ring a couple of times. I think that they know strategically where to use it.
Four, three, two, and one. All right, answers are in. We are looking for an answer starting with Liz.
Good. John Frankenheimer.
That is incorrect. To tie, David, do you have the answer?
Tony Scott.
That is correct. We have a tie game at the end of the first round. Tony Scott was the answer there, the showrunner on the upcoming Andor series. All right, PJ, we're almost ready for round two, but talk me through your thoughts here about that first round.
I mean, look, both players played close to the vest, played very well. We're now tied 6-6 going into round two. This could be the make or break moment for this entire match.
Yeah, that wheel, it's a fickle wheel of fate. So this is where we're at right now. Let me get to it here. Some rules for y'all, even though you're veterans. Let's just make sure we're all on the same page. The second round is affectionately called the wheel round, or it's the curse that people mutter under their breath. You'll spin the virtual wheel. Once you settle on a category, you'll get four questions from that particular realm. Each question is worth 2 points unless you need multiple choice, which is an option. We'll give you four options, one of which is the correct answer. At that point, the value of the question goes down to one. Stealing is available in this round. We ask the competitors, as always, keep their hands up where we can see them for the entire duration of the match. I just picture Adam Witt with his hands up all the time. Anyways. All right. And double checking, each competitor has two JTEs left. All right. Liz, as the favored competitor, PJ, correct me if I'm wrong, she has the option here to spin or pass that wheel.
She does indeed.
And I think I shall defer to my opponent.
Look at that. Liz is going to put pressure on David here.
I got my hands up because all my life is a roller coaster right now. Are we on that roller coaster, David? We got this, right?
Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, you could not have played a better perfect, a more perfect round unless you did a perfect round. That you did not lose your cool at all. You remembered what I said about your repeats, and look how this all played out. Here we are, perfectly even, the same amount of JTEs, and she's asking you to go first, which I think might play into our strategy here as well. So I'm actually very excited for you to go first because we've talked about this. So you ready to take this second round? You ready to not?
I'm so ready. And feeling good about it.
Right. And now the 15 seconds. Don't forget, keep that pace, man. You're really killing it today. This is good. This is your game to win. Let's do it. Let's spin this thing.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to the Wheel of Fate, as I call it here. Choices are on the board. David, you let us know when it's time to magically spin.
Let's magically spin the wheel, please.
David, make sure your hands are up. Thank you. I just, quite frankly, don't trust anyone anymore. This last year took away my trust in the world. All right, we've got Amy Adams. Amy Adams. You can decide what you want to do. Adam, I'll bring you in here for that consultation.
Well, David, we discussed every single option on this wheel, and I think I know how you're feeling right now. Thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts are I'd like to stick with Amy Adams.
You're going to stick with Amy Adams? Okay, yep. Great. And by the way, last thing I'll say is you did a great job. Remember the point values of these questions. You never went for a five-point answer. Just remember that here as well.
There we go. All right, four questions coming in this category. PJ is going to be delivering those questions. Don't forget the multiple choice, and Liz has a chance to steal if the question is wrong. PJ, take it away.
All right. Question number one, in the realm of Amy Adams films, who plays Amy's character Susan's ex-husband in 2016's Nocturnal Animals?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That is correct for 2 points.
Correct for 2 points. All right.
Second question, in the realm of Amy Adams films, Amy Adams co-stars in what 2000s Will Ferrell comedy?
Talladega Nights.
That is correct for 2 points.
Two more points. All right. Third question.
Third question. Amy Adams performs the song Me Party when she feels neglected by her boyfriend in what family musical?
Give me a multiple choice on that, please.
All right, multiple choice. Is it A, Enchanted, B, The Muppets, C, Annie, or D, Into the Woods?
The Muppets.
That is correct for 1 point.
1 point, good use of the check down.
All right, and our final question in the realm of Amy Adams. Amy Adams plays what real-life person in Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian?
Amelia Earhart.
That is correct for 2 more points.
Look at that. What a round.
Nice
what
job.
Nice job. Thank you. Liz, the consummate professional, say nice job to David Del Rio, who's now up 13-6, PJ, as we go towards Liz and the wheel.
Hi, everybody. What a delight it is to be here. Liz, you're playing great. I too am not bummed that you missed the Talladega Nights question, and it helped that it was fresh in David's brain to conjure up for that Amy Adams question. So look how nicely that worked out for him. Hopefully some good luck will befall you as well. Let's see how it goes. The good news is he needed to check down on one of them, so it could be an 8-point deficit, but it is only a 7-point deficit, so you cannot lose the lead if you go to multiple and get one right. So we have that in our pocket, and we'll use it if needed, but I feel great about this. You ready to spin the wheel?
Yeah.
All right, the wheel is up. Liz, when you're ready, give it a spin.
Big money.
No whammies.
Say the old people.
No whammy.
Looks like we've landed on monster movies. Let's see if they're going to keep that category. You guys talk it out.
We did talk about this. This is an either or category for you. It wouldn't be the worst if you had to take it, but there's other stuff we, you know, maybe prefer. We're not afraid, so if it lands on monster movies again, not the end of the world. How do you feel?
Yeah, let's give it a spin.
Give it a spin, like spin
yeah,
the wheel?
Let's do it again. Let's another spin, please.
We will re-spin the wheel, please.
There you go. Wheel is being respawned. No confusion on the orders there.
Sorry about that.
No.
Big money.
We are looking at 2000.
Nice.
There it is.
Here we go. Four questions will be coming in. I'll be delivering them. Here you go. Your multiple choice. David can steal. First question. In Almost Famous, who plays William's older sister, Anita?
Zooey Deschanel.
No hesitation, 2 points.
Very
there.
Nice.
Second question coming in here. Who stars as Tony Wilson, a real-life British record executive for an independent label in the 2002 film 24 Hour Party People?
Deep cut. I believe that's Steve Coogan.
Deep cut indeed. No problem for you. 2 points. That's correct, Steve Coogan. All right. Next one coming in here, category 2000s. In Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Who played Penny Warvey McGill, Everett's ex-wife? I believe you're right. Two more points there for Liz Shannon Miller. 12-13. She trails David by one. We're going into the final question in the category of 2000s. What mental disorder does Seth Rogen's character suffer from in the dark comedy Observe and Report?
This is an incredibly tricky question because those terms change all the time. So for that reason, I'm going to check down twice.
All right. A, attention deficit disorder. B, schizophrenia. C, bipolar disorder. Or D, obsessive compulsive disorder.
I believe it's C.
Bipolar disorder is correct to tie it all up there. She checks down there. Smart play. PJ,
well done.
We are all tied up at 13. T. Wow.
You can tell how impressed she is.
Yes.
She's very 13. She's on the edge of her seat right now.
13 points tied up going into round three. This is big, Ken.
This is big indeed. It all comes down here to the final round. I will deliver the rules for that. We need a series of numbers from each competitor. These numbers are going to range from 1 to 20. We need three different numbers from each of you because each number corresponds to a unique category of movie trivia Schmodown knowledge. Your first question is worth 2 points. Your second question is worth 3 points. And your third question, she would make it that far, is worth 5 big points. JT rules and challenges are still in play for both competitors. We will confirm each competitor does have two JTE rules left, according to my box score at home, PJ.
That sounds correct to me, Ken. And with that, we need to get numbers, and we're going to start with Liz. What three numbers feel lucky?
15, 16, and 17.
15, 16, 17. Liz now has
David.
David.
I'm sorry. It's 20, 1 to 20, right?
Correct.
Yes. So I'll pick 3. 2 and 14.
David, we worked through this match in so many ways, in so many sessions, and I gotta tell you, so many things that were brought up have come to bear in this thing. It's almost like, I feel like someone should say we're cheating because we pre-wrote this match last night of how this is gonna end up. So here you are in round three, it's tied up, and you know what to do. I'll tell you what, man, you are Diamond David Del Rio, and a diamond is the toughest substance on earth, all right? She may have beaten you before, but lightning rarely strikes twice. This is your match, buddy. You got two repeats left, which is what we said earlier you would have going into the third round. Again, it's like we wrote this match, and it's like we wrote your victory, man. Any questions?
No questions. I'm looking forward to this third match. Thank you.
All right. Go kick ass.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Good. That was an excellent round two. You played absolutely perfectly because on the very last question, you were not 100% sure. You did not want to risk not scoring the point, allowing for a possible steal. You knew exactly what you were doing when you went down to multiple choice there. You played it perfectly. I love where your head is right now. You are playing strategically and knowledge-wise better than you've ever played, and I couldn't be happier.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you got a great hat, so,
I do.
You know. And you got a cat close by. Hat don't lie. So look, you got two JTEs left. And use them if you need them. Take all 15 seconds afforded to you. And, you know, you got this. You know, we know what we got to do to close this out now. So you've been here before. And you know what it takes to win.
Diamond David is going to start this off. PJ, go ahead and take it away.
All right. And David chose category number 3 for his 2-point question, which lands us in the realm of comedies. For 2 points. very serious right now, Ken. Who plays the title character of Sarah Marshall in Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Kristen Bell.
That is correct for 2 points.
Right. All right. Takes the early lead. We are now going to Liz Shannon Miller. Lightning Liz coming in here. You pick number 15. That is the category of coming of age. Coming of age. 2 point question. I barely remember it. 2 points coming in here. Ethan Emery, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Seth Green all appear in what 1998 coming of age teen comedy?
You had me at Ethan Embry. Can't hardly wait.
And I can't hardly wait. Great replacement song. 2 points for Liz there. All right. We are tied up back and forth here, PJ. We are now to 3 point questions.
We are. And we are in category number 2 with David's question. And that is in the realm of black cinema. For 3 points, Charles Stone III directed Nick Cannon and Zoe Saldana in this 2002 coming-of-age comedy set at a university.
Drumline?
That is correct. That's for correct. 3 points.
3 points.
Oh, my. Game time.
Game time indeed. 18-15. All right. We are now going back to Liz Shannon Miller. Can she tie it up? She picked the number 16, which is in the category of fantasy/sci-fi. Fantasy sci-fi. Liz, this is a 3-point question. What 80s film from director Jim Henson had the tagline, "Where everything seems possible and nothing is what it seems"?
I feel like Labyrinth is the right choice there, so I'm going to go with Labyrinth.
Labyrinth is your final answer, and that is correct for 3 points to tie it up. Oh, well, my gosh. PJ, we are coming on down to the end of the wire here, but we're not done yet.
We're not quite there. David has a chance now to take a big 5-point lead, and he chose category number 14, Ken, which takes us back to the realm of the 2000s. For 5 points and the lead, in what 2000s comedy will you see a fictional rapper turned actor named Al Pacino advertising the energy drink Booty Sweat?
Tropic Thunder.
That is correct for 5 points.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. This is a doozy of a third round. Absolutely love it here. This is why we show up for the movie trivia schmodown. 5-point question coming to Liz Shannon Miller to possibly tie the game here. Liz, you chose the number 17, which is in the category of Disney films.
Okay.
5-point question. What famous sitcom actor voices the role of Mr. Litwack, owner of Litwack's Family Fun Center and Arcade, in both Wreck-It Ralph films? Five, four, three, two.
Brad Garrett.
And your winner, Simon David Day.
Oh, man.
Rio.
Oh.
Looking for Ed O'Neill. Ed O'Neill was the answer there. PJ, big win. Final question for David Day.
I mean, you can't write him better than that, Ken. And I mean, what a way for this to go down.
That's
for
you.
This wow. Rematch.
That's you. No, there's the PJ. All right. Wow.
Now, Ken, again, we have to talk about the fact that with this win, this was kind of like a revenge tour, if you will. Del Rio lost to Liz last year, and now here he comes back. This match could have gone into sudden death if she had hit that 5-pointer. But, you know, it always, that five, it's that mystery box five. You never know, quite know what's going to happen. And today, Del Rio hits his five, clenches that win.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, you talk about revenge tour for him, but both these players are success. And last time out, it was 13-11 going the way of Liz. Now, this one, 23-18, coming down to the final question. Can't wait to hear what was going through Liz's mind in that final round. And David hanging in there, punch for punch, coming away with this hard-fought victory. Both competitors perfect, pretty much all through the match until the end there. So on that note, I think we should hear from the competitors themselves, along with the very wonderful, I ask questions, but she asks really great questions. It's Jen Sturger.
How's it going, guys? Another big win for the dungeon today. I guess, Whit, you're kind of on a roll here when it comes to managing, huh? You're really getting the hang of this. It's almost like you don't need Kaiser anymore around.
Oh, who needs Kaiser? Although I gotta say, Kaiser made the pick to bring David Del Rio into the team. And man, what a pro. Did you see everything this guy did today? This was fantastic. On a technical level, I mean, this guy's like a little Ben Bateman on a technical level. This was so impressive today, watching him ace all the darts, all the tiny moves. Never lost his cool for a second. Knew when to use his JTEs. I mean, we sit and analyze this silly stuff a lot, and watching David just absolutely ace it, like on every single level today, that was just perfect. David, fantastic. One of the great members of the dungeon right here.
How did it feel to get this win under your belt, especially given the fact that, you know, you had previously lost to Liz? Does that kind of give you any, like, vindication?
You know, listen, first of all, Liz is an excellent, excellent competitor. I mean, she deserves her place in this league, and I could only hope to kind of be in the ranking that she's in. And also, you know, she always has, you know, that was always a thorn on my side, that loss a long time ago, but it was so well deserved back then. And so, you know, to play here again today was just such an honor for me. And I think that last 5-point question, man, that was a tough, tough, tough one for her. I feel great. You know, I feel absolutely amazing. I feel like I'm really putting my mark with my team. You know, we've been working a lot these last couple of days, and I couldn't appreciate any more of my team's time to help me prep for this and talk about the game and really get technical with the tactics and such. And, you know, I think I really came today and in terms of what we were talking about, and I really do appreciate it. And I feel great. I do.
Wait, what is the strategy for you guys moving forward, obviously, through this singles tournament?
Del Rio's got more matches. That's pretty good. This is a great way to start it off. This is fantastic. And playing an elite player. I mean, you know, based on the ranking, you know, he had to go up against Liz Shannon Miller. That's who he beat today. She's an elite competitor, and the questions were at an elite level here. This is not some softballs being handed to Diamond Dave here. He played at a Dan Merle level today, in an elite level. So, I mean, I think he's going to lift the whole dungeon up for the rest of this tournament. This is the big turnaround for us. I mean, who, you know, we kept thinking, like, all right, you know, what Dan's going to turn us around, or Ben's going to turn us around. David Del Rio is going to turn the whole thing around. He's going to put some wind underneath the wings of the rest of the dungeon for the rest of this tournament.
I absolutely love the sound of that. Well, congratulations on a huge win today, gentlemen, and I'll see you again very soon.
All right, PJ, great post-match interview, as always, from Jen.
She's the best.
Yeah, and this subplot here of Del Rio, you know, originally dropped by the Den, picked up by the Dungeon, 2-0 this season. That's a big free agent pickup. Check the waiver wire, managers. Check the waiver wire. You never know what's going to pay off.
Look, Kaiser did a great job with that pickup. There's no doubt about it. You know, again, I said it earlier in the match. Like, he hadn't played in so long, got dropped. Now he's back. He's now won two matches in a row. That's a big deal. And now he gets to go on in this singles tournament. But now, you know, the unfortunate side of that is the usual suspects. Sam and his team have had such a run, and they just ran into David Del Rio today. And this is the result.
I'm sure heads are going to be held high over there. But let's hear from Liz and Sam with the always wonderful Jen Sturger.
Tough loss day, Liz. Where do you think, obviously, I can't even say where do you think it fell apart, because it literally just came down to the last question.
answer the question incorrectly. That's where this is why I don't say I'm competing against the competitors. I'm competing against the questions, and the question beat me this time.
Absolutely. And it's one of those ones where you're like, damn, if I just had Talladega Nights back, said no one ever.
Nah, she still would have had to answer the five. And yeah. I think I figured out the problem.
Okay.
I've done some homework here. And Liz has either been tied or leading going into the last round of most of her matches as a singles player. And her opponent gets their five, and then she has to answer hers, and she keeps missing it. So... clearly, Liz, you need to throw your three-point question. Because
that's
the game seems to favor...
old strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off.
The game seems to favor those who go first in round five. If you go second in round five with that five-pointer, you're screwed.
Yeah,
we'll try this
out.
Let's try this out.
We'll try that. Yeah, let's see how that works.
Mm-hmm. No, Jen seems to be giving you advice, but I'm the manager here.
I'm not saying I understand how to manage a Schmodown competitor. I'm just saying it's kind of a risky strategy. I mean,
hey, you want to win big, you got to risk big, Jen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you beat me to the dodgeball quote, so I'll just leave it at that.
So I would ask you how you regroup from here, but I think it's the same. I think it's the same thing every time with you, Liz. Is it just comes down to trusting your gut intuition in these type of scenarios, and you know, just rebounding whenever you may lose a match, because they aren't often. Let's face it.
Yeah.
But when they do, it's just like it's just a matter of not letting it get to you when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I wish David the best of luck in the singles tournament. I had fun playing in it last time. I guess I had fun playing in it today. And yeah, I'll look forward to whatever comes next. And Sam, the most important thing for me is that Sam doesn't regret drafting me back in the back.
Never in a million years.
I'll just go for, I mean, because I know the message boards are going to give me some guff and whatnot, which of course is why I'm not going to read them. And
don't stress that at all.
Boards, we're talking about the internet in the year 1999. But I'm just gonna, I have Sam's approval for right now, so I'm just gonna feel good about that.
Sam's approval and your own approval are the only ones that matter.
Eh, you know, that's easy to come by. Sam's approval.
You have much more than my approval. You have the entire faction behind you. We could not be more proud, more honored to play alongside the great Liz Shannon Miller. And just a quick reminder, you and Ethan still very much in the game in teams. So don't forget, you have some responsibility there.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And yeah, you guys are crushing it right now.
That really throws off my whole strategy to show up and let Ethan do all the work. So
Not letting that happen, trust me. So but again, like Sam says, you still got some work to do with teams, so can't wait to see what you and Ethan string together. And tough loss today.
Yeah, I've had worse.
All right, thanks Jen. Tell Cody I'll be on my way home soon. PJ, that I really love the comments from Sam and Liz. The respect's there. The confidence is still there. Look, Liz has got six singles wins. That's like almost six more than I have, and I still collect a pension from this place. She is a top flight competitor.
Look, that was heads held high in what was a very hard loss. I mean, it came down to those five-point questions. Again, the great equalizer is the five-pointer. We hear it all the time, and today it came to play, but she has nothing to hang her head low about. And again, that team's match right around the corner now, because that path is still going with her and Ethan, and they are so good together. Whoever they're playing next, which I believe is final exam, I'd be looking out.
Yeah, Ethan and Ethan and Liz, that's a team. And you as the question writer, you feel your head is held up high today too as well, right? It's the competitor versus the question. Great way to look at it.
Look, I try my best to always smile and hope that everything goes as well as it can, and I believe today... I feel good. I feel good. It was a good match, and I got to call it with you, my friend. So thank you for joining me.
A lot of fun. Thank you for joining me from your homemade Blockbuster video you have there. A lot of fun hanging out with you here, and a lot of fun talking to all of you, the fine fans, the movie, trivia, Schmodown. Big win today, David Del Rio. Diamond David 2318 over at Lightning Liz Shannon Miller. But the Schmodown rolls on. You can be a part of it by supporting us if you want over at patreon.com/schmodown. Don't forget, at the end of the year, we've got the big Schmodown Spectacular. I think it's number 19 now. I've lost count. It's going to be in Los Angeles December 4th. I'll be out back selling granola bars in the alley. PJ, are you excited for that?
Oh, I am so excited. Like I said earlier, man, just to be with the fans again in Los Angeles, to be celebrating at the Spectacular is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. It's just going to be an absolutely joyous experience.
As always, I'll be dressed in a safe bubble. All right, everybody, we are wrapping it up for today. For all of you watching, we really appreciate it. Like I said, for all the behind-the-scenes people, Courtney pressing the button, some guy giving us notes in the corner of the internet, we appreciate it all. PJ, a lot of fun. Tell them where they can find you, and let's get the heck out of here.
You guys can find me here. And all of our behind-the-scenes people, Mark Ellis, Christian Harloff, to all the writers, thank you to the fans. You guys rock, and we'll see you on the next one.
All right, I'm Kat Knapsack. That's it for now. Go ahead and get ready for the next match. We'll see you next time here on the Movie Trivia Schmodown.